and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples this parable about the necessity to pray always and not become weary. And he said to them, there was a judge in a certain town who feared neither God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, render a just judgment for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was unwilling. But eventually he thought to himself, while it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. And the Lord said, pay attention what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him in prayer? Will he show mercy to them and answer their prayers? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? The Gospel of the Lord. One or two words about prayer. This is a call, the word of God today is a call to be constantly in prayer. I've always believed that prayer is something that you allow. All prayer must begin with an awareness of God. People don't talk to people who are not there. We have to be in God's presence to have authentic prayer. And therefore, prayer is a response to the presence of God. Therefore, all prayer should begin in silence, to reflect on our awareness of God's presence. And the manner in which we pray is to respond to that awareness. Therefore, in many ways, prayer is not aggressive. Prayer is not demanding. Prayer is gentle. Prayer is a response to the awareness of God. Therefore, prayer is something we allow. I've always tried to find some metaphor to compare to genuine awareness in prayer. It's like taking a walk. I'd like to relax, so I'm going to take a walk. If you take a walk, you won't relax. But if you give yourself to walking, then you will relax. I'd like to take a siesta, conquer it. I demand, I'm going to take a siesta, then you won't sleep. If you give yourself to sleep, then you will sleep. Prayer is like that. It's gentle. It's relational. I respond to the wonder of God's presence in my life. Therefore, there is always a mystical dimension to prayer. It's not just words. We go on with words and words and words. It's an awareness. It's this sense of God in my life. I have this feeling I'm in the presence of God. And my prayer in praise, in gratitude, in petition. However, the prayer is always in the presence of one who is familiar to me, who is present to me. I don't pray to a distant God. I pray to the God who is here, here and now, with me. It's a commune. I commune with the God. It's a conversation. Keep that in mind when we come to pray. Sometimes we rush into prayer and we're kind of grinding and achieving. And genuine prayer has a mystical side to it. It's very gentle. It's kind. It's a conversation with somebody who genuinely loves me, understands me, wishes to bless me. So when we think about prayer, and Jesus says, pray always, we're always at prayer. We're in the presence of God. It's marvelous. It changes the moment. It changes the environment. It changes the deep meaning of prayer. And so we should journey through this day in a prayerful posture. And if you have a sense, you'll feel that God is calling you. You'll feel that God is asking you to bless somebody, to respond to somebody, to not just to get things for yourself, but to live in God's creation. It's a wonderful way to walk through a day in God's presence, which is to say, at prayer. Amen.